tell me if you've done this before. You reach for the area where you think your keys should be, and they're not there, and then you're all of a sudden in a panic.
Oh, yeah, especially when you're used to just grabbing and going, and you kind of leave the house in a flurry.
Yes.
Because it's early.
Right. So you and I get up at ungodly hours in the morning.
Yes.
And so I have to have everything set out the night before so
Same.
I don't have to use that brain power in the
right.
morning. I just need to muscle memory. This
yep.
is where the stuff is, and I go.
Yep.
So this morning, I reach for the little shelf, bookshelf in my bedroom where my wallet and my keys are located to grab and take out of the bedroom and shut the door behind me. It was just my wallet. And so I'm like, okay. I mean, this has happened before. Sometimes I'll accidentally maybe leave them in the kitchen or mm-hmm. something like that. So I didn't think anything of it. Shut the door behind me. Went about my business getting ready. I'm looking around. They're nowhere to be found. I look under the couch cushions and I'm like starting to, okay, all right, I got to go back into the bedroom. And you know, it's like my wife is sleeping and,
oh,
I don't,
and
it's
don't
early in the morning.
Up.
Yes. And so I creep back into the bedroom. I turn on a flashlight and obviously that wakes her
up.
Yes. And she's like, what's wrong? And I'm like, I can't find my keys. And she's like, all right, let me help you. And so now she's up and I'm like, oh, dang it. Now like I've gotten her involved in it. And so she's kind of looking around. Did you look here? Did you look here? Did you look here? Is it in, you know, it's like, no. And so, finally, you know, I go out to the cars and I'm like looking in the windows of the cars and I'm like, okay, I don't see him. One of my cars was unlocked and I was just like opened up and I'm like looking around. No, it's not there. The car that I had driven last was locked and I'm like, okay, well, I don't see it in there. Like I still am shining my little flashlight in that car
mm-hmm.
and I'm looking. I'm like, okay. So finally, I asked my wife, I'm like, okay, well, hey, can you just give me your keys and I'm just going to check that car? And she's like, well, I don't feel like they'd be in there because the car wouldn't lock.
Right.
If your keys were in there.
It doesn't let you do that.
I go out, I unlock it, and sure enough, there they are in the cup holder. Typically, I keep my car keys in my pocket, but I had them in the cup holder. I had running shorts on. And side note, I had accidentally taken a cat with me when I dropped my daughter off at dance. She was sleeping in the car.
Oh, well.
And so I was just like, well, you're coming with us. So.
Buckle up.
I know. Buckle up. You're coming with us. So all that to say, it was about a stressful 15 minutes of just kind of looking around, tearing the house apart.
And you could have like borrowed your wife's keys.
She even asked.
Yes.
She was like, hey, do you want to borrow my keys?
But
and I'm like, no.
Get in the building.
I need the key to get into the building. Now, I know the code to like get into the building, but then I don't know.
You'd have to break a glass door to get in the actual radio station.
I would. And that was not a call that I wanted to make
no.
to our boss. Going,
oh, that would be meetings.
Hey, good news, bad news. Do you want the good news first or bad news first?
Good news, I got in
good
and
news.
I'm on the air.
I got in and everything's fine.
Bad news, lots of glass everywhere. Sorry about that. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Yeah, so I was like, man, you know, these were in a random spot, but not like a crazy spot. Still, though, very stressful.
Yes.
When,
it
throws everything off. You see the time ticking, and you're like, oh, no. And I remember years ago, I couldn't get into my car after a birthday bash concert that we had on, like, a Sunday night. My key fob had died.
Oh, no.
And
it got
so,
wet.
Yes, I couldn't get in, and so I ended up sleeping at the radio station.
Oh,
and
that's
it was just,
awful.
It was terrible.
Oh, that's awful.
It was terrible.
And so, see, but you even like give yourself, you get in here a couple of hours before the show.
Yeah. To kind of like, no, I know. You come in
every second to try to get ready, fly out of the house.
And I appreciate that.
Time out and roll in here like a tornado.
That's right.
Of ready to go.
I know. Yes. That has been Kelly from the jump.
for 18 years.
She has not changed. This is how she is.
I've learned to just accept that as the song is ending,
Kelly will walk through that door, and she does.
15 seconds.
That's
right.
Let's do this. She does. And you know what? I commend you on being consistent and being able to perform like that.
I'm ready to go.
That's right. I'm here.
Professional.
But yes, if anything throws that off, you can't find your keys or whatever, then that throws everything.
I'm going to need another song.
I need a hey.
I just need 3 more minutes.
Can you throw in an Ed Sheeran
Which honestly was a bigger impact when people put more effort into songs.
Yeah, you're going to need...
we had like 4.5 minute songs.
I'm going to need more 4 minute songs than 2 minute songs.
I could run to Starbucks and back when that was happening.
Yes. Yes.
Not anymore. That was like 2.5 minutes. Okay, maybe 2 songs. Dang it.
What's the most random place you've like found your keys? Jacqueline texted and said, in my early 20s, I lost my car keys at work at Chili's.
Oh.
I had to call AAA to let me in my car so I could disable the engine.
What?
Because I had to leave it at work overnight.
Oh, no.
The kitchen crew found them the next day in the floor drain.
Oh, my gosh. How did they get there?
It was never cleared if they were deliberately placed there or not.
Sounds like they might have been. Interesting. Because you can't just...
like...
how does that work?
Yeah, it sounds like...
the floor drain has like a lot of little holes.
Right, I was going to say, it sounds like someone opened up the floor drain and put them in there.
Yes, nothing bigger than like an earring, maybe.
Jacqueline, did you have someone you made mad at your work?
We need to examine that.
Yeah, all right. I'd love to hear more of those stories. You have any good, like... left my keys someplace that you later found story? It's 99.70JX. Beverly.
So when my son was little, he had gotten my keys, and I didn't realize it until the next morning when I couldn't find them, and he decided he needed to cram them in his toy car to get it to start like mommy's car.
Of course.
So I run around looking, and he's just giggling, knowing where they are. And I look and look and look.
That's evil.
And they're just in his little toy car, and he was like, vroom, vroom. I was like, nobody. Like, use your play keys and give me my keys. That's where they were. It took like 2 hours, and work was like, oh, really? Your kid's trying to drive? I was like, listen, man, it's the truth.
Wow, Beverly, that's diabolical.
It is diabolical, but it's like, you know what? It's more realistic if I just use mommy's keys.
Yeah, and your kid is watching you struggle and
like,
taking joy in that.
You're hot.
Oh, my gosh.
Funny story.
Okay, buddy. So needless to say, he got old keys.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yeah. Exactly. Yep. Exactly. Yeah. When you don't need them anymore, that's when you can donate them to
exactly.
the kid.
Do whatever
exactly.
you want with them, buddy.
Yeah. That's hysterical. Well, hey, thank you for the phone call.
Thanks. You all have a good one.
You too. Tara found my car keys in the freezer inside a bag of frozen broccoli.
Oh, yeah.
Don't ask me how they wound up there.
When you're kind of like a zombie and you just...
in a bag of frozen broccoli. You're like, how are you even thinking to look there?
I don't even... how did that
That is so random.
Like, under, I would understand,
inside
a bag of frozen broccoli.
Emily just texted my mom... lost one of our house phones when I was younger and found it later, a year later, in the Christmas decorations.
What in the world? Like, you couldn't have found it earlier just by, like, calling it and hearing it ring or something?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it lost its charge. Because remember those, you know, the cordless phones back in the day?
It could have died.
Yeah, it could have died. So.
Mike said, I lost my wallet for 2 days. It was Velcroed to my kid's toy Spider-Man because he needed money for crime fighting.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Like, the kid thought Spider-Man still needed to pay for stuff.
Needed to pay for stuff.
Slinging himself around, fighting crime. That's funny.
Olivia said, I have found my keys in random shoes, trash cans, toy trucks, in the air vent, in a box of cereal. But that's typical toddler shenanigans.
Oh, yeah.
Dang.
Oh, wow.
A box of cereal, that's a new one.
Oh, yeah. Emily said that phone was dead in the Christmas decorations.
Oh, my God.
Yep,
gosh.
That's why you didn't hear a chirp or ring. Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
That's wild.
Yeah, Jess, my phone in my boot. Not next to it, not under it, in it. Drove me crazy trying to find it.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know. Again, how does it end up there?
Well, so like, you know, one of the places that we looked this morning when I was frantically searching for my keys was I have like a little basket of baseball hats that I typically keep in the closet. But I had taken
it. Maybe you had tossed them in there?
No. I had taken it out of the closet and I had set it underneath. Or, you know, by the bookshelf where I typically keep my keys. So we, like, dumped it out thinking that maybe the keys had fallen in there.
Right.
And no. Mm. Turns out it was just in the car.
Derek couldn't find my keys before work. Turned out they were in the ignition.
Oh,
I... truck had been running in the driveway for 20 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
I really am a zombie in the morning.
Okay, we'll take some more of these. We have a ton of these stories coming up, but like I've been like looking for the keys and my wife will leave them in the door all the time.
Really?
She will leave them in the door, in the latch of the door all the time.
Wow, there's a lot of zombie people.
Like, where are the keys? Where are the keys?
Check
the back door.
Yeah.
And it's there.
Okay.
Random places you found your keys. The only reason we're talking about this is because I had a panic this morning. Thought I lost my keys.
Turned out the keys were in the car.
Locked in a car.
Yeah. Amber said my son's cat took his, hid them in the cat tower.
Who would
it
even...
was the last place.
Yes, who would think to look at that?
You wouldn't.
No. Sean sent us a voice note.
There was a time when I was a kid that my mom was getting ready for work. She couldn't find her keys, so she asked me to help, and I didn't move. I was just sitting on the couch playing my Game Boy. She started getting angrier and angrier because I refused to help. And eventually, she ended up in front of me, asked me why I wasn't helping, and I just looked up, told her, they're in your hands, and they have been the whole time, and went back to my Game Boy.
Oh, wow.
That's funny.
He solved her problem.
He did.
Mom.
You're welcome, Mom.
Tammy, I lost my car keys at the waterfront, at Waterfront Wednesday a couple years ago. My friend and I retraced every step looking for those keys, but it's starting to get dark. There was no chance we were going to find them in all that grass. We were stranded. Had to have my husband leave work, come get us. He was not pleased. Thankfully, about a week later, I got a call from a Planet Fitness that someone had turned my keys in there. Thank goodness I had that membership tag.
Oh, my gosh. That is
thank goodness
wild.
For Good Samaritans.
Yes.
That is good thinking to them. Like, oh, you know what? I'll just take them there.
Smart. That's really smart. Yeah, if you have like one of those like little things on your keys, that makes sense.
Wow. Man. That's a lot. Oh, we got another text. Okay. It's a series here.
Yeah.
I got my CoGuard test around Christmas, accidentally wrapped it as one of the Christmas gifts. Collegiate. Collared. Never mind. Stupid autocorrect. I think you meant CoLaGuard test.
Is that
what you can,
is that a
you
thing?
Can order that in. It's an alternative, I guess, to having a colonoscopy to check for like colon cancer.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah it's like an at-home test you can give
but
yourself.
But I wrapped it up as a gift.
Yep. Oh, look at me. What a surprise. I've always wanted one.
Speaking of fun autocorrect, Olivia had said, hey, I found my keys in random shoes, toy truck, air vent, box of cereal, typical toddler shenanigans. Mm-hmm. And I've been late a lot, if that wasn't obvious. And then says, late.
Late is different.
But you know what?
But good for you.
But you know what? Absolutely. Absolutely.
You big slut. Good for you.
I mean, come on. Come on. Well done.
Oh.
Well done. All right. Hey, thanks for the stories. That's good. It's 9970JX.
Wait a second. One more. Ron, my TV remote vanished for a week. Found it duct taped to the back of the TV by my now ex-wife so I would get up more.
That had tone.
Wow.
That had tone. That had tone. By my now ex-wife.
You need to get up more.
All right.
Wow.